A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 3:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have blue skies, some scattered clouds, 94 degrees. KSL's top story. In 30 minutes, the Salt Lake Police Association holds a news conference to talk about, quote, things that have been going on recently. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce joins us live now. She'll be there. And Kelly, what are they supposed to be talking about?
Jeff, the Salt Lake Police Association will only say they'll be talking about things that have been going on recently, so we don't know exactly what they'll say. However, union heads have previously spoken out against the reforms in Mayor Aaron Mendenhall's executive order, things like restricting when an officer can use deadly force. A lot of officers feel these reforms are not realistic to their day-to-day job. There have also been grumblings about how Chief Mike Brown has handled everything, along with concerns about officers leaving their jobs, pay, and how politics may be influencing how they can police. Again, we'll know for sure in about half an hour just what they want the public to know. Live in downtown Salt Lake City, Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
Stay with us for the very latest here at KSL News Radio. Salt Lake City cops say they're seeing more and more violence stemming from street racing. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik says the main issue is less about racing and more about what goes on there.
That's according to Sergeant Keith Horrocks, who says high-stakes gambling and drug deals may have led to two shootings in the past 2 weeks. The most recent happened last night near 9th South and 31st West, which left a teen seriously injured.
Cops also believe an incident on August 1st, in which two people were shot, stemmed from illegal racing. KSL News Time 3:32. A search and rescue operation is still underway following a fatal explosion in Baltimore. Maria Chaleos now live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, rescuers still on the scene of the blast that leveled three row houses. Linda Foy with Baltimore Gas and Electric says the company hasn't even been able to turn off all the gas lines.
There's certain parts of our gas system that we're not able to get to right now because of the recovery efforts that are underway.
Six people have been hospitalized. One woman was killed. Cleanup is underway in one of Chicago's busiest shopping districts. Misinformation about an officer-involved shooting in which a person was shot and is expected to survive is getting the blame. Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox says police and community leaders must work together to stop the violence that she says is plaguing the nation.
I'm sure I, like many people, are heartbroken, angry, confused as to how we find ourselves here.
At least two people were shot, more than a dozen police officers injured, and more than 100 people arrested in overnight looting. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy is calling out some Jersey Shore bars that not only allowed their establishments to be packed over the weekend, but had long lines of maskless patrons waiting to get in.
This is not a game. Standing around maskless in a crowd outside a bar is just as big a knucklehead move as standing around maskless inside one.
Murphy is threatening to close down bars that do not follow restrictions. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 3:33. Utah's 7-day rolling average for new COVID cases is falling.
The coronavirus, the Utah response.
Todd Fuchs has the latest.
Jeff, Utah's confirming 263 new cases of the virus this afternoon and 9 new deaths. The state says the 7-day average of new cases is now at 400 per day, and the average positivity rate now at 8.9%. The number of new cases in Utah hasn't been below 300 since early June. A veterans care facility at the center of a deadly COVID-19 outbreak earlier this year has reportedly been cleared of any new cases of the virus. However, some veterans advocates say there still needs to be more veterans homes in Salt Lake County. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
The Utah Department of Veterans and Military Affairs issued a statement on the status of the William E. Christofferson Salt Lake Veterans Home. It reads in part, "While this outbreak is over, the battle is not. COVID-19 will continue to be a very real and insidious threat for the foreseeable future," end quote. Former Veterans Affairs Director Terry Scow says every single veterans home in the state is full, and some of them have a waiting list of a year or longer.
Officials say 51 residents of the Christofferson Salt Lake home tested positive for COVID-19, and 13 died.
Utah Firewatch on KSL News Radio.
Utah has had 1,000 wildfires so far this season. That's compared to just over 500 from a year ago. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has more.
The hot, dry weather this summer has contributed to the high wildfire numbers this year. Caitlin Webb with Utah's Department of Natural Resources says 75% of these wildfires are human-caused.
We've had a lot of roadside starts this year. Target shooting, debris burning, campfires.
The Wasatch Cache National Forest says it's finding 20 to 40 campfires every week that have been abandoned without being completely extinguished. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
Big Ten presidents voted 12-2 to cancel the football season this year. The report comes from the Detroit Free Press and the Dan Patrick Show, who says Nebraska and Iowa were the only two schools who wanted to play. Another source tells the Free Press that Big Ten Commissioner Kevin Warren wants the season to be delayed until spring. KSL News Time is 3:35.
Quick check on traffic now. Ricky Meese, what's up?
Well, I am starting to see traffic building a little bit westbound on the 21st South Freeway, particularly between Bankater Highway and Magna. But overall, we're still enjoying a delay-free drive on all the Valley freeways. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hey, Ricky,
yeah?
Did you have to throw out onions at home this weekend? Do you know about this?
Yeah, I heard about it. And sadly, I made a dish with onions in it.
Yeah, we did that too about five, 6 days ago. And all the onions went out over the weekend. Hey, speaking of food, you're going to find out what happens when automotive engineers redesign your favorite foods. Stay with us. My Minute of News is next on a Monday.
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy me.